listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here. That's right. The special episode, Off the Trails of Dragon Ball Sparking Zero Gameplay Showcase, Budokai Tenkaichi series in brackets for some reason. Wow. Just wow. But before we go,
I want it now.
Before we continue, I'm your host, Derek. That's also Derek. That's Brandon. You know, the Hello. Surprise guest. Anyone who watched from 10 Goons, you'll remember him, unfortunately.
The OG stuff.
Yeah, so, well, remember, this is the old, and now we're with the new. Old, new.
And
new, yeah.
You make me sound so irrelevant.
Anyway, this was amazing. We watched the trailer, watched a reaction. It was pretty hype. It was a pretty good 12 minutes of just watching Dragon Ball Z, and honestly, I need more of that in my life. I know, Brandon, you're rewatching Dragon Ball, right?
Yeah, I'm currently on like episode 50 right now.
What is that like? Did Oolong already get the panties?
Oh, he got the panties a long time ago. He got that like episode 20 or 30.
How many
Goku Dragon give Ball it a good slap?
Oh yeah, episode 2. Maybe
did,
one.
Did, I think it's 2. How many episodes of Dragon Ball are there?
100 from the looks of it.
Huh. And just Demon Piccolo, that just goes, or Demon King Piccolo.
Dude, I am so excited for the 22nd World Martial Arts Tournament. So excited to rewatch that part.
Oh, when Goku's in the bathroom and Tien's like, hey, how's it going?
You got this.
He's like, hey, I checked you out. I was like, the garage was closed. Not my third one.
That one's always open.
Anyway, so let's go over the trailer for a second. This dude, I loved it. I thought it was a great trailer. I wish it had the release date, but they're still dick teasing us on that, which is very, very honestly pretty sad. What did you guys
think? They're just gonna pull Smash and be like, they give us one more trailer eventually, and then be like, out tomorrow. Winky face.
If they did a surprise release, the internet would break. Servers would shut down.
Dude, I think it would go from give me your energy memes to Goku with the fully charged spirit bomb.
Dude, it'd be over. Like, no server would be able to handle the power. And also, look at those Nappa cheeks. Like, he's
somebody call out
high definition Nappa cheeks.
So just to clarify here, I wish that they showed GD characters. It's now getting suspicious. Like we've had two through the third trailer, we had no GD characters, but right. Arguably no Dragon Ball characters. Unless Roshi, it was Super Roshi, right? Or full power?
Yeah, it was tournament.
Yeah,
a power Yoshi.
Yoshi.
He did all that stuff in Dragon Ball. He got Jack. That's just his thing,
right? So I don't know if that's Dragon Ball or not. Also, when are they going to give this guy the ability to fly? Like, what? Why will he learn? Why will
he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it. Okay, well.
Isn't like the actual lore that one of the opposing masters or senseis was the one who taught people how to fly, and he did not respect them or didn't like them, so he did not learn how to do it? Something like that?
I don't know. I never heard that.
I don't quite remember.
That would kind of explain why, well, the Crane School has it because Tien and Chiasu could fly, but
right,
yeah. But you just think everyone around Roshi learned how to fly, Tao.
Right?
Yeah, so Tao would be the one to teach them how to fly, Tao was a bad guy.
Yeah, but wait, Tao didn't know how to fly.
Oh yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah, Master Crane. And Master Crane was jerking off Tien at the World Martial Arts Tournament. Look, anyway, again, we're getting off track. Brandon, what did you think of the trailer? Like, in all?
Honestly, the trailer was absolutely beautiful. I think the graphics and, like, the way that they did the art with it is actually really nice, because whenever a 3D anime game comes out, I'm always worried that it's going to look bad.
Right.
Because you have to keep some sort of, like, characteristic of the anime. But I think they nailed it in the way that DBFZ nailed it, with like actual really good art style. The colors are absolutely beautiful with it. And right. I'm so excited for the actual gameplay, because the fact that they brought back Beam Struggles.
Actually,
we got Beam Struggles again.
hold on a second. It's called Impact Action, which allows intense fisticuff. They actually use the word fisticuffs. Or the exchange of energy blast.
Broly and... going back to our reaction video, which you guys should watch, Broly and Kale were doing in that one scene.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like a fisticuffs thing.
I would love if one, like, I hope it has like a feature where it's random in the sense of like maybe one time they're like just throwing punches, but the other time it's back when Super Saiyan 2 Goku and Majin Vegeta fought and they're just headbutting each other like over and over. I would love that for like a impact exchange or an impact.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if I didn't completely hear you guys when you were saying that, but I almost wonder that if you are clashing on the ground, you get into those fisticuffs where you're just holding hands with each other and maybe smooching. And then maybe if you're in the air, you get into the actual like brawling all out flurries.
I just pictured that Kirby meme where it's the kiss. Like, whoever wins does the tongue. That's how it works.
That's right.
Dude, I can't get the Naruto and Sasuke one out of my head that was sent to me yesterday of Hop on Fortnite.
Oh, God. And they finally confirmed Beam Trouble, which is sick. It is button mashing, which I guess is the middle of the road because... Wait, is it making you sad because you can't do the analog rotations?
Yeah, that was my favorite part, dude.
Get over it. Get over it.
All right, I'm going to buy a turbo controller on you. How does that feel?
I have a turbo controller.
All right, who hits the button first?
Derek. Right, Derek?
Yeah,
Derek.
That's right.
I finally got the confirmation. Beam struggling, hallelujah. I hope everyone has a beam struggle of some sort, assuming they throw a beam out. I can't imagine you wouldn't be able to beam struggle.
Well, in the old games, they had certain beams not struggle and collide. For example, like Frieza's death beam. That would just explode and just make a collision.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think it was
because they at least had the death ball.
Right. But I think death beam was considered a special key blast. It wasn't considered a beam per se. That's how
I think the same way with the special beam cannon. Although I think special beam cannon should just outright beat most things.
Well, considering Beast Gohan used it in a beam struggle, technically it should.
Now, I'm talking back in the day of like Tenkaichi 3.
Oh, right.
I don't think
special
beam cannon actually beam struggles anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Derek, do you know?
I don't think so. I don't remember though.
Spent hundreds of hours on that game.
Still want to go back to this, but like, how would you guys feel if GT characters weren't included, but it was in a season pass, like a GT characters?
How many characters are being released on that season pass?
That's true. I would want like 20 characters on that season pass.
Because here's the thing: if they only allow 5 characters on the season pass, and you get like. For example, you get Sin Shenron, you get all 3 Boparpars, and you get Jiro. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. But
I'd be really pissed. Well, if you get them, and then they're like, oh yeah, and you get Nova Shenron and Frost Shenron, or Ice Shenron, who are pretty much the same, and then you get Sin Shenron, Omega Shenron, and then you get, you know, Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, and they have like 20 characters, like Derek said. Right. Then I'll be happy with getting Boparpar and Jiro.
I don't think they're gonna like separate it by transformation. Like if you get GT Goku, I'd assume you get GT Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 3 and 4 as one package. I can't imagine they split that up.
I can see them making Super Saiyan 4 their own standalone character.
See, I hope they don't. I hate that.
I agree.
I don't want them
and
to.
With GT Vegeta, I want them so you can go from base to Super Saiyan. Maybe even 2. I'm not sure if that was in the show, but and then Super Saiyan 4. Although I was rewatching GT, Derek, I'm sorry. And apparently a little bit. I was watching some clips. It made me happy. And
do you not like GT?
Oh, no, I love GT. It's just
we sat and watched it together for hours.
I came over to Derek's house and he's like just watching GT. I'm like, huh. Mind you, like we're trying to record, like do stuff on there.
Right.
And I'm like, I sit down, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I guess I'll watch like an episode. It was like the SpongeBob 3 hours later. I was like, wow. I mean, like, it wasn't as bad as I remember. But apparently Vegeta can't just go Super Saiyan 4 by himself. He needed after the Blitz waves, he needed Blitz waves to go back.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. That sucked.
Really? Yeah, he was never able to concentrate on his own.
He's like, Bulma, get the Blutz waves! And she's like, I can't! It would take years to fix it!
Put in the wave plug! Put in the butt plug!
Bulma, I gotta finish. I'll never be able to reach my potential.
I need the tail plug quick. It's the only way to go Super Saiyan 4.
Help me, Galick gun from my penis, Bulma, please. I am the Prince of Saiyans.
since all three of us are here, I don't think I've ever asked this question, but who do you guys think has the better design, Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta or Goku?
Ooh,
I think Vegeta. I'm gonna say Vegeta.
I want to go Vegeta. That's what my vote is.
I actually think Goku. I think Goku's is a little bit more aesthetically pleasing with the hair. I mean, they kept Vegeta's hair pretty true to his normal hair, but I think it just felt really weird with the long hair.
That's why I like. I feel like if anything,
if you made his hair longer, he would just start looking more Super Saiyan 3 hair like.
Right.
But it was a mix of like Super Saiyan 3 and just looking more primal. I don't know how else they could have done it. There's something totally in my eye. It's really pissing me off. But basically, look, and I'll say this: the cat lady, total wasted slot.
Anyone in that universe is a total wasted slot.
Yeah, this makes me believe that the fat chick from Bombi or whatever her name is.
I will take the discount wish.com poo Winnie the Pooh over her, over that entire universe.
Yeah, that universe was like actually annoying and. Just the filler in the tournament. Yeah,
stupid.
So, what characters from the Tournament of Power, not from Universe 7, would you actually like to see?
The three wolves, which they already have one, so I imagine they're gonna have the other two.
Yeah.
God
Topo's a given. Jiren's already confirmed.
I'm hoping a what if saga of Mr. Popo versus Topo.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yo, Wait. What if Mr. Popo is Universe 7 Topo?
Yeah, I was hoping he's like the next god instruction. Just Beers never talks about it.
He's like, I stay away from that tower. I never go to you don't go to that tower.
Don't go.
Popo just sneezes.
Popo's been quiet for years.
He's like, oh, are you getting sick? No. People are just talking about me. Bitches.
Popo's got the hyperbolic time chamber to himself all year round. Yeah. You don't think he's training up to be a god?
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at some point.
I mean, he can handle Super Saiyans.
Dude, he can handle everyone. He just chooses not to.
Right. Canonically speaking, he literally like two Super Saiyan kids went after him and like were fighting him. He was literally just like da, 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 da. Like he had a little sweat going down him, but he was handling him.
Right. That was 1/1000th of his power though. You know? That was
easily.
Right. I mean he wasn't even his Ultra Instinct form, so you know, it wasn't fair fight.
Right.
Purple, God.
That's a new form for him, right?
Oh, so like in Kai when he's blue.
Right. That's how they retconned it, is like Popo has evolved.
Let's see here. I won't bring this up.
So that's for anybody watching the video version, like this is the character list apparently of everything that's gonna be in there. So I mean, who do you guys think is like a definite, who do you wanna see? Otherwise,
okay, look, I'm gonna say something that might not be popular, but there are characters they could cut, and I think everyone would be okay with. First one, which might be the hardest thing.
Don't you dare say Chiatsu. Don't you dare say Chiatsu.
I was gonna say Gildo, but
whoa, what did Gildo do? Hold on,
he died.
Hashtag rights for Gildo, dude. You can't have all of the Ginyu Force without Gildo, all right.
Who cares?
You actually can, because what does Goldo offer besides two filler episodes? Essentially,
he's the this part at the bottom. That's what he offers.
Don't you forget, at the bottom.
We need all five of us to do the Ginyu pose. Like it says, like
yes. Oh, that's genius.
What if Goldo was just in a capsule? What if you just capsule him out and he did the pose and then was it?
See,
you return back to the capsule.
See, I'm fine with him being like an assist attack or just like part of an attack. Right. You know, like.
Like the finisher or whatever.
Honestly, I personally would not care if Birder or Jace were in this, but that's a totally different
thing. They better not have Kui in there. If they have Kui in there, I'm going to be mad.
Well, they, like,
that
I don't,
would be a truly wasted slot.
The cat that's lady a, yeah. is a wasted slot.
I think anyone from that universe is a wasted. What was it, Universe 11?
I think. No, wait. I don't remember. Derek, can you Google Catwoman universe and tell me what comes up?
Okay. I'm on it. Hold on.
I feel like it's 11 or it might be one of the lower numbers, but I don't remember.
Somehow the DLC or DC Universe came up, but I understand now. Hop. So there's Hop.
Rochambeau.
Why is Hop right, the only one? That one? What is this stupid website? Hold on, let me find a better.
Derek,
website.
I think you're on the wrong. I think you're on.
Yeah, yeah, you don't just type in like Dragon Ball.
Let me get like four universe. Or five tabs in, and I'll find the answer.
I don't look. I'll say I don't think Hercule should be here. Yes, I want Goku without you know.
Universe two. The answer is Universe two.
Okay, so you were on the polar opposite.
I just say it's either one of the lower ones or 11.
Hercule Videl. Don't care for them. Don't want them in the game. No one.
No one's asking for them.
No one asked for it in Fighter and yet Fighter Z and yet people play it. I'm trying to. I mean, Chiaotzu would be wasted. Let's be real. I know.
Like a Cybermen, they'd be wasted.
Oh yes, yeah, so, yeah, Cybermen. Cell Jr.
Cell Jr. We don't need
Cell Jr.
Would you want anyone from Jiren's squad? Anybody else besides Topo and Dispo? Actually, did you want Dispo?
Who else is in Jiren's squad? I can't even remember who else was there.
You had the guy that had like the kinky laser whips.
Oh,
yeah, he had the beret. I think there was
the Gildo one that just spread explosives, right? Yeah, on the ground.
Yes, there was. I'm trying to remember what that person's name was, and I can't remember for the life
of me. I don't remember any of them, and it doesn't really matter.
All right, I got it all pulled up. I would want nobody from two. Nobody else from two.
Okay.
They're all garbage.
I want the mecha guy that Vegeta fought.
Narurama. Vegeta
or Gohan?
That guy?
No, the robot.
Kanawashpa?
The one that if he yells things at him, he cries.
What's his name? It's not Poo. It's Oh God, what is his name?
I don't know.
What is his name? Okay, I gotta Google.
You Google that.
I think Frost would be a wasted slot, but I could see them adding.
I don't think it'd be a wasted slot. He has three forms. We saw a good amount of fighting for each. Right. He technically has his full power form, but he just didn't fight in it.
I don't want Kaba.
We got what was it? Khalifa. No, not Khalifa. Kale.
No, we got Kale.
Yeah, we got
right,
Kale.
I don't want the other two useless.
I'm okay with both of them because Khalifa will make they're gonna have
Kefla.
Crispy Kefla. So I had right, but was Kaba cabbage
patch kid?
He did get Super Saiyan 2, so like I guess like he wouldn't be a wasted slot. I don't know. I can see it without him though. I totally can see it without him.
To answer your question, Brandon, no, none of these people from Jiren's squad I want, other than Topo and Dispo.
If they're adding more monsters, I want
Auto Magetta.
Okay,
it's Auto Magetta.
I want the fusion android that was a giant monster that knocked out 18 from Tournament of Power.
Was it the entire universe that fused into each other for that?
Was it? I thought it was only a couple. I thought it was like three or four.
It might have just been a few and then just a couple supports, but.
Right. It was like just the robot squad.
Maybe.
What about that shadow girl with the runes that Master Roshi fought? Do you think they're going to add her? I think she would have some really unique mechanics, personally. I don't want her in there. I think she would offer really unique mechanics.
I want them to add the guy that Ultimate Gohan went against. The guy who, like, split himself into, like, different colors.
Oh, yeah, that, like, I know. Yeah, the different guy, yeah.
different guy. Yeah, different guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
yeah, that guy. Yeah, everyone, you know that guy.
Yeah. I remember the guy.
Yeah.
The Technicolor dude.
Yeah, Technicolor, right.
I want, like, cooler. We're gonna do, like, movie guys.
I agree. Yeah. Definitely cooler, meta cooler.
I don't want any of the crappy androids in from the Android saga. I don't want 19. I don't want 21.
What about 13?
The white one? What was the white one?
I think that was 19, Android 19. Or was that 21?
No, Android 19. Mm-hmm. No. 21 is That's the one, Fighter Z one.
21's the girl.
Yeah,
21. Yeah, 20. My bad. 20.
Yeah. No one cares about the. I don't need Dr. Gerow, and I don't need, you know, Fat Borg.
We don't need Pillsbury Doughbot as Team Four Star. Would say.
Right, like, that's kind of a wasted slot, but the only reason I'd want it in this game is purely to show Vegeta saying, "Welcome to Super Vegeta's Big Bang Attack." That's, and then just erases him. Like, like, character deleted from roster. Like, thank you.
No, dude, yeah. I want them to get some real talk. I would love it if they referenced, not only obviously, you know, they're obviously going to reference Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z, all that stuff.
Right.
But if they reference some of the stuff that Team Four Star did better and did really cool or really well, like do androids feel fear? Like, that whole monologue was badass.
I'm not sure if you know this, but they actually, I think, is it Dimps? I don't remember whoever published or developed the Xenoverse. They have him, the voice actor doing from Team Four Star. They put their voice for Nappa. So, like, they have some good standing. So, like,
yeah, I could, Taka did Nappa.
Right. So, like, you know, I don't know if that is an alternate voice option for Nappa. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, back to the trailer. Like, watching the fight go out was just really cool. It was just nice to watch. Like, everything was just fast paced.
All the little animations, the cel shaded, like, art style they picked is so nice.
It really is.
Battle damage.
We mentioned it in, like, the reaction, but they, like, the speed is just, like, up from the, like, past entries. So, like, just moving around is just super fast. I don't know. Everything, like, the way the, like, the energy covers them and, like, flows as they move is just so nice. Like, it's insane the particle effects they have in this game.
Yeah, and I think they took a really good page out of DBFZ's book, where if you remember, like, the old Tenkaichis and stuff like that, teleporting was more defensive for the most part. I mean, you can technically, I remember there were a couple setups that you can, like, hit people, like, cross the screen, then you can, like, use instant transmission or something like that to teleport behind them and maybe combo extend. But it looks like now you can aggressively teleport versus defensively teleport as well. And I feel like that's something that DPFC does really well. Granted, they're generally in, like, they're in auto combos or in certain types of combos that you do in them.
Wait.
But I really like seeing the aggressive teleport, not just, like, a defensive meta for that. Right. So I think that's really cool. And fast, makes it even more fast-paced, in my opinion.
Maybe this isn't button mashing. This might be Budokai 3? When you have to get the bar as high as possible in order to fill it out? I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Based on what I'm seeing with the triangle, it doesn't look like they're smashing it down. It looks like it's being pressed when it gets to, you know, far enough.
But what makes it far enough? Is it rotating the analog stick?
No, Brandon.
Time would not make sense for that.
Oh, my God. And just, like, Bleeding Clashing is going to look so cool. So here's some things that they didn't confirm, and I'm still hoping for. Well, they kind of tease it, but tag battles, because we saw Birder and Jace, but we don't know if that's just, like, an ultimate the purple move.
Hurricane. Yeah. Right.
No, the seizure procedure. No, but, like, What do you guys think? Do you think that was just an ultimate tag that they, like, one of them used, or do you think it was a tag ultimate?
It's hard to tell because, like, I feel like they've used that ultimate attack before. So it's really ambiguous, but the fact that they showed it, because they could have showed any other thing in the Dragon Ball universe, but they showed that. So right. I want to say that leads me toward that they're trying to mislead us and that tag battles are a thing.
Maybe.
That is my galaxy brain call out.
It is very weird that, like, that was the moment to show it with only those two, though, not the, like, two they were fighting as well. I don't know. Right. It is very weird.
I hope they do crew battles.
Define crew battle.
So, like if there's five character slots, each person, like, online can control one slot. So, it's basically a 5-on-5.
Different people controlling it, not just set up and one person doing it all five.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. The only issue with that, which makes me believe it was not going to happen, is just that, like, you couldn't do fusion if, you know, another character relied on you, you know. But right. unless they might even forego that. They might just stop the whole, like, you need the other character to fuse. It might just be a transformation option.
Because dude, there are two Xenos in the world of Dragon Ball, man. They can do whatever they want at this point.
Well, I'm just saying, like, before, because there's no competitive aspect, because when you fused, you did combine health pools, right? I'm not sure if they would allow that.
I think so. I think you combined health pools and then you just maxed out at if you had, you know, like, if you combine two people with 8 out of 8, then you would stay 8, but if you combine, like, a 4 and then a 5, you would just go to 8 and not 9. I think that's how it was.
I hope this answers most of the questions. I have a lot of other questions, like, are you single? what do I need to give you in order to give me more Dragon Ball information? You know,
do you think Dragon Balls are going to be a thing in the game? Like, collecting them or using them mid-battle? Oh, I don't think so, but
no, I'm kind of over, like. I just want to do the battles. I don't really care to, like.
I don't want that gimmick there. It's like insta-win or whatever.
But I like what they did in, I think it was Raging Blast. Oh, no, I mean Tenkaichi games, where, like, the Dragon Ball was just scattered somewhere in the stage. And you had to destroy the stage to find it. And then you made wishes to, like, unlock characters or stages. That I'd be fine with.
That was Tenkaichi 3, I think. Or have been Raging Blast 1.
I'm pretty sure it was Tenkaichi 3. I don't think Raging Blast had a wish feature.
I don't remember Raging Blast as well as I do Tenkaichi.
Right.
Even though me and you got to, like, God tier in Raging Blast.
That's for true.
We were literally top 100 at one point.
At least in the US servers.
Yeah.
Right.
There were probably only 200 people playing it online, but...
I don't know, but... Yeah, I just want to.
She gives me away with Kid Buu.
This looks so beautiful. I could, like, watch this for hours and just be happy. It's so fast paced. It's exactly what I wanted. No slow crap. They got classic moves. I want to see more rushdown moves. Like, I want to see the Meteor Mash, or I'm sorry, not Meteor Mash. Meteor Assault. That would have been nice. I want to know what the intro music and cutscene is. You know, it's gotta be. We should do a tier list of all the, like, DBZ intro game intros.
I would be down for that. I would be 100% down for that.
Because Tenkaichi 2, that one was a busted banger.
I think Budokai 3 had a really good one, didn't it?
Yeah, but no, Budokai 3 is the one I was referring to. Ba-na-na. That's when they did Gogeta. Yeah. That one, that's a classic. But I'm also very curious on this, like, instinctually, I want to call it Burst Limit. But, when they, it's like their overdrive mode. Right. I'm surprised they added that. They never had that before, right? Other than
Burst. No, that's a unique feature for them, I think.
Right.
I think only certain characters could go into, like, modes like that. But if this is a universal mechanic now, that's going to be a completely different story.
Right. And I don't think they really went over what that does or like the benefits it gives, but I just have to assume more damage output. Right. Like,
I mean, we might be able to figure it out over here because I think Vegeta punches him a couple times. So like back it up real quick.
Oh, I'm going to back that ass up. All right.
Yeah, back that ass up, boy.
Dude, look at all that hair.
So pause it. Pause it right there.
I'm pausing.
It looks like that the second that you hit max power, you immediately enter that mode. Because that was like frame perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go back to it. Watch Vegeta.
All right, he's going.
He had to fill it again.
No, he had to fill it. Right.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the second bar.
But so it burns overfill fast. Bar. Yeah, it burns really fast, though. You have time for maybe like a combo and a flashy hit.
God, it looks like it was like more speed and maybe a little bit more damage.
I wonder if maybe it introduces an auto combo for you that has a beam finisher guaranteed.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. I could see that.
Could be that.
Right. I was also hoping to see Ultra Instinct, but
go back. Did Goku not use any bars, any energy bars to transform? But did he use he used that five. That five went down to three. Whatever that thing is called.
Right.
So he only used two of those for what it's worth to go into Super Saiyan Blue when he used one to bitch slap a beam.
That's what I don't. So what is this from? I don't. He just dashes in, does that punch, and then
it's like his rushdown attack.
No, I get that, but they're always from like the show. But I don't remember that. What?
I think on Black.
You think so?
I think he did that to Black when after they talked about killing his family, and I think he punched Black into the building like that, and then Zamasu tried to sneak up behind. That's when he just like did the little backhand punch and knocked him away.
I still feel like
so that also confirmed that like he went straight into Blue, so I assume that means this is like that character. Super Saiyans.
So saying that because all this footage is alpha, essentially, from what I gather.
Yeah.
If it's like certain other games, remember how you used to power up? You used to hit a transform button combination to transform, and then you would hit a direction on the D-pad of what you would want to do. Maybe
they haven't done those in like so that. Long.
But they could bring that back though. I think you're right, Brandon, but I still think Derek's right in this case because if you were to count Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, God Blue, Kaioken Blue, that's Kaioken as a base form.
Like,
that's six different forms, and you only get like four slots for transformations. So my assumption is that a Super Goku is going to be base Red Blue, Kaioken.
Right.
It could be, or what they could do is if they really want to consolidate characters, I'm just gonna assume that you guys are right where they're gonna have Dragon Ball Super, or Dragon Ball Z, and a Dragon Ball Goku essentially, or like a Saiyan Saga Goku, and then you know DBZ Goku, and then
we can already confirm there is different era Gokus. It was confirmed in the first one. There's Goku beginning, Goku mid, which is hilarious. Goku end, and like Goku mid has like the one of the Gokus has the just a Super Saiyan transformation, but he has the golden fluffy hair. They actually
the blonde hair, the cheese hair.
Yeah, so like they paid attention to that, where like you know how a Super Saiyan hair changed.
Yeah. So the other thing they can do is say they wanted a Goku that had everything. I would say that maybe if you transform and you don't hit anything, you go into Kaioken. If you transform, you hit like down, you go into the Super Saiyan, any of the Super Saiyans. If you hit left, you go into Super Saiyan God. If you hit right, you go into Super Saiyan Blue. If you hit up, you go into Ultra Instinct. Also, we're in the era, we're in the 2020s now. What's to say you can't just have a scroll bar where you hit transform and then you tap right like three times and you get the one that you want? Or, oh, I want to go some form of Super Saiyan. Tap down three times on Super Saiyan 3. Oh, I want to go Kaioken. Tap one to the left. Oh, I want to go Super Saiyan Blue. Tap two up.
That's that's fair. But I feel like there's so little characters that are going to need that, because only Goku and Vegeta realistically have the number of transformations.
No. You have Krillin, you have unlocked potential, and you have useless, and then dog shit, and then, you know, the worms, and then the earth beneath the worms.
Right.
All that shit.
The only one close to that would be Frieza, if they're going to do, you know, first, second, third, final,
fourth, fifth,
buff, gold.
Oh, do you think Frieza Black will be in this?
Dude, I don't know how far they're going to go. Like, I would
love... Do you
love...
think Frieza Black is potentially a character in this?
I'm going to say no.
What about Granola?
I think traditionally it's only up to whatever the anime is up to.
Right.
I agree, but at the same time, you know...
It could still be DLC, though.
It's what?
It could still be DLC.
Right,
it would be great. I think
you have a better chance of it going to Xenoverse 2 for whatever reason.
No. I'd like to see the Moro arc, but I think Derek's right. I don't think they're gonna. Which is stuck.
I would love to see Granola. Or Gas, dude. Gas was a badass.
We're years. Really? Everyone hates Granola arc.
Like, I love Granola arc.
Everyone hated the Granola arc. They thought it was useless. They thought it was just like backstory filler. Another chance for Vegeta to get his cheek clapped.
Dude, why is it every time Vegeta transforms, he gets his ass clapped?
I don't know. I really don't know why.
Every time the Vegeta gets his ass clapped when he lets his pride get in the way, canonically speaking, and Ultra Ego is all about pride.
Right. That was also the first time he used the transformation. Other times he got the transformation, you know, and then kind of fought later, and it was shown to us. But that was like he got it on the spot.
Yeah.
Also,
spoiler alert: Vegeta gets Ultra Ego. To anyone who has not read the manga,
this guy doesn't know Ultra Ego.
For him.
Look, I'm not saying it has to go to Granola arc
in the game,
but it would be nice if like the game just ended with like the final battle and it's just Ultra Instinct Goku versus, you know, Ultra Instinct Ego Vegeta.
Real talk, I hated the Moro arc more than I hated the Granola arc.
I will yell at you after this, but I'll teach you a lesson after this. How did you hate the Moro arc?
You can't kill me now, I'm your I win.
I'll give you this. I don't like that Goku got like a spirit monster form.
I hate that he became a kaiju.
Another trailer? We'll watch it one more time, but
it's so good.
This trailer was just it was phenomenal. They broke it down. They told us stuff, which is great. They didn't just like give gameplay and then no explanation. I like these like comparison, like power, power versus speed, because Trunks is known to be super slow. And this one's super fast. What?
I was going to say, so real talk then. What is everyone's thoughts on the trailer? What are you excited for, and what are you not looking forward to?
Her. I'm not looking forward to her.
I'm not looking forward to waiting.
If I lose a tournament from getting fucking scratched in the face by Kitty Cat, I'm gonna be pissed. Okay. And then the sweaty guy next to me is just like meow. I'm not looking forward to the wait. I really just want a release date. It already looks spectacular. I think we're gonna need at least one more trailer. I hope. Here's some hopes. I'll backtrack for a second. The trailer itself. I said 9 out of 10. I'm actually going to say 10 out of 10. It's exactly everything I want in a trailer. It wasn't CG. That's the first step. Second step.
That's a lie.
What do you mean? That's a lie.
It's a lie that it's 10 out of 10. You did not want Cat Girl.
I'm talking about the trailer itself. There's no CG, which is great. It was all gameplay. Amazing. It had someone explaining like the questions and that people possibly would have. That's awesome. And then it showed us like, hey, here's some more characters, by the way. So like, I don't know what more I could ask in a trailer other than a release date, which would have been like the icing on the cake, would have made it 11 out of 10. But because no release date, my final answer was like 9.9.
Okay, Derek, what about you?
Yeah, that was my number, 9.9. Literally, it's just the release date.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts on it too? Come on, we all have to say our thoughts.
Yeah, say it. Yeah, don't
yeah, I love it. The art style, like the cel shaded comic book art style, like fits this game perfectly. The particle effects are insane. Like that shot, yeah, of Nappa just like pointing his finger and everything exploding was just gorgeous. I mean, every like frame of this game just looked perfect. Derek said it like in our reaction, like it didn't even look like the game dropped frames at all, which was super nice. I don't know. I don't know what even know what else I could say. I just want more. I want more. I want the game. It needs to release now, especially this year when there's literally nothing to look forward to game wise. Like this is the game. This can come out this year and just dominate.
This needs to be it.
Yeah,
this would be the year for this to come out.
Right, this is our messiah right now, and it's just like we're waiting for him to come out of the rock or come whatever on. He did.
I think I agree with you. I'm literally excited about everything. The particle effects are absolutely amazing on here. The thing that I actually really appreciate most that this game does, I would say better than any of the other Tenkaichis in the past, because I think that's what they're modeling this over the most of, is the scaling. The scaling is great. And I'm going to go back to that Nappa shot, because if you look at, like, not only does it look beautiful, but it looks like you're destroying an entire city. It looks like you are leveling out an entire block right there with that one move. So I think the scaling of this game is just phenomenal. But I'm looking forward to, right there, boom, you are just leveling out all of that right in front of you, and then that's it continues on.
I just realized this is literally a Tenkaichi map. This is the same. I didn't even it has the tube and everything. It's like everything. It's also in Xenoverse too. That's awesome. But yeah, so what's your final verdict then?
My final verdict, I'm gonna say 9.5, because the only thing I dislike in this is, and this is just personal preference, it's just some of the characters that were revealed, and it makes me scared that like, oh, they're gonna waste not one slot, because if they revealed the big girl from Universe 2, wait, I don't remember her name, Rochambeau, if they revealed her, okay, that's like the main character in Universe 2, one wasted slot, done. But they revealed Cat Girl, they revealed her psychic, which means they're going to reveal Bubbles, and then they're going to reveal Blossom, or whatever the other Powerpuff Girl name is. That means all three of them, there are going to be three character slots that are just guaranteed wasted, in my opinion.
Okay, but remember, we're judging this based on the trailer, not the game. We're like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like how they presented, what they did. That's something more of a criticism of the game.
All right, if we're just talking about the trailer, I'm going to say trailer's 10 out of 10 then, because of the sheer fact that A, everything looks beautiful. B, they gave mainly gameplay and in-game footage. And C, it sounds like they not only answered questions from previous trailers, but they also presented other questions that are unanswered, which makes you forward to looking forward or looking for something else.
Right.
So they still kept it mysterious and open-ended. So I'll say 10 out of 10. This was a really well-designed trailer.
I just want like an everybody's here trailer. I would just freak out.
Here's our plan. The second the game comes out, we'll each like record gameplay of every character and then make our own. And then like for the characters that suck, like the cat girl, or just like I just like a picture of like kitty litter.
I can see you putting a clip of Gokul in there.
Oh my god, I wish. Just looks so good, man. It like the everything just flows.
That doesn't look good.
This doesn't. I think so. Ugh, whatever. You've been nice.
I hate that it looks so pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it says max power. Nothing here is telling me that it's Super Roshi. It's just Master Roshi max power, but he's also just a baller. So I want to play Roshi. I love Roshi. I want him to be more
thin. I would love to play. If Roshi wasn't so damn complex in DBFZ, I would play him.
And he's blocking Cat Girl. He's doing things and he can't fly, which is great. The perfect Kamehameha. Oh, yeah.
The true Kamehameha.
Sorry. True. Yeah, you're right. You're right. True.
That's also true. I really appreciate their small attention to detail like that. Like, oh, Roshi can't fly. Don't just cop him out like this. He can't fly.
And like, and what's funny, because in Tenkaichi, Hercule couldn't fly, but they gave him a jetpack. But then there's Dragon Ball characters who couldn't fly, and they're like, I don't care. Like, yeah, like, exactly. Like Goku is like, he can't fly. There's no getting around it.
Right.
I don't remember
that. I would have accepted Goku fighting on a flying Nimbus over him flying in that.
Do you remember? Did anyone remember this tornado move?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that was against Goku in the Universe 6 versus Universe 7 showdown. Gotcha. That inspired the 20-ring power.
Beat his ass. And then the seizure procedure. Right,
they would not be able to even touch a mustache hair on him.
Yeah, you're right.
This motherfucker is stronger than the clown destruction of God.
I'm gonna say this. She, like, the way they animated her, she does look pretty sick. She looks way cooler here than the show. The show, she looked terrible. In the show, she looked very, like, bricked up. And, like, like, take that as you will. Like, she actually, she didn't look like she could move at all. But this looks so beautiful. Can this please play?
All right, real talk here.
I hate you. Yeah.
Oh, no, I have two questions. One, do you think the fact that they show Kale and then DBS Broly make it less likely that Broly Z is coming? And two, have they shown any non-canonical characters yet?
Wow. They haven't shown any non-canonical. So that's one. However, I believe Broly Z is going to be in there. Broly Z still has insane popularity. I think it'd be a massive miss.
He does, but I feel like from a marketing standpoint, they might save him for DLC if they're going to bring him.
I completely understand that, but I don't know, man. I feel... Also, side note, do you guys know in, I think it's specifically Tenkaichi 3, in the Broly Z fight, like in the What If Saga, because they're movie levels, there's a secret ending where Roshi wins and he has like a special animation. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Look it up. He beats Broly. Like, get me. Like, yeah, I did it. I beat Broly. Like, right. I think Broly Z is going to be here, especially if they have What If Sagas, because they have to be like, who's the strongest Broly, you know? But look, and so far they haven't done it, so I assume they won't, but just give us base, super, legendary in that order for Broly Z. You have to. You literally have to.
Wait,
like
Super Saiyan 1 Broly, blue hair Broly, essentially.
Right. Like, I want that Broly. I want I can transform.
I had him at one point.
No, they did in Tenkaichi, but like in Xenoverse, they like to skip the fun parts and like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I distinctly remember playing a blue hair Broly at one point.
Yeah, it was. And then there's Hit. Yeah, so far no one non-canonical, but which makes me sad because Devil Man was in Tenkaichi 3, and honestly, I don't think I can play this without him.
That was true.
Do you think Hit could beat Broly?
No. I think okay, well, you're wrong, but I think
Hit had that voice line when Broly was going crazy like that too.
He's like, spank me, daddy.
Well, yeah, Goku had like a voice line against Vegeta too, so it sounds like they might have like special voice lines.
Oh, I'm sure.
Two like characters and stuff.
They have to have special voice lines.
Brandon, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen between Hit and Broly. Hit's gonna get like a shit ton of hits in, pun intended, and then once legendary Broly comes out and he finally is able to just grab a Hit like from a punch, he's gonna snap his wrist like a Kit Kat bar, and it's done. He doesn't have to fight. He just bop. Like, that's exactly how it goes. No contest. If Gaioken Goku can kind of fight against Kit, even though Hit can't kill, so it's an unfair match. Broly, you know, Broly, legendary Broly, is just gonna decimate him.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. How much fighting experience does Goku have versus Broly? I think Hit would win out of sheer experience.
No, I think Broly's nipples would prevent that. Canonically speaking.
Other Derek, how powerful are Broly's nipples?
I mean, they're like 9 million at least each.
Oh, we actually didn't. Oh,
what's that? Zenny or dollars? Puar's in the game.
That's in.
Wait, what? Let's go back. Hold on, wait.
That's for Breakers. I would love to play Breakers with Brandon. Derek didn't like it, but Breakers. I think Breakers pretty fun. They finally added Crossbreakers.
I don't think I ever played Breakers.
It's a horror survival.
So I'll play with you one day.
Yay. And you can play as a future Mai. Yeah, isn't
that? I want to play as Puar. I want to be able to shape shift into anything that I want.
Did you Puar's a boy?
Yeah, Puar's a boy.
I need to beat this. Super fun so far.
You didn't
far.
Know Puar's a boy?
I did not. I just kind of assumed it was a girl.
You assumed?
Uh-oh. That's the show, guys. That's right. Thanks for watching. You know, like, comment, subscribe. This has been a special episode of us talking about Dragon Ball. We originally said let's keep it short, 20 minutes. It's been 50 minutes, so that's of course part.
We should have just done this live.
Yeah,
Derek was wrong.
Yeah, I'm always wrong, but I, you know, guys, like, comment, subscribe, become a member. We got like 6 so far. If we get more, we get unlock more emotes. It's just cool to have you guys. Talk to us about anime. I want to thank Brandon for coming along talking about Dragon Ball Z and how he got denied his right of beam struggle via analog.
And most importantly, let me know if you want me to come back every now and then.
Yeah, let him know. Please don't. But let him. I want a hate campaign against Brandon. Say no, Brandon. Yeah. All right. Have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Brandon, say okay.